Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, this past week, the U.S. government announced that this country is in the midst of a severe shortage of what?
The U.S. government announced that we have a severe shortage of...
It's something the government would notice.
They would notice. A shortage of... Well, I know the deficit.
All right. Well, maybe Carl has a hint for you. Carl, do you have a hint?
No, Peter, I don't.
Oh, man.
Say from NPR, this is Carl Castle with NPR News. Try it.
I'm Carl Castle, NPR News.
We could do this all day.
Yeah. Oh, God, it makes you feel young. Doesn't it?
Helium.
Yes, helium, a series of unrelated events have conspired to suddenly reduce the supply of helium in this country, according to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management, which is responsible for American resources, including our helium. The coming birthday party crisis, though, should be eased before the end of the year, according to the BLM office in Amarillo, Texas, which, and I bet you did not know this, is the helium capital of the United States.
Well, this is going to put a crimp in my annual Chipmunks Christmas
party.
Yeah,
I know. Mo, His Majesty King Tafa'ahautupo IV of Tonga died this week at the age of 88. According to the Guinness Book of World Records, until his death, he held what distinction among the world's reigning monarchs?
Okay, this is Tofel IV, not the third.
Yes,
right?
And I wanted to make that distinction clear.
Oh, the capital of Tonga is Nuku'alofa. I knew that. I'm just stalling as I try to think of this, but that's true, actually. Okay, it's a distinction. It's probably, does it have to do with his weight? With
it
his
does.
Body? He's the fattest.
He was. He was the fattest monarch in the world. I read somewhere that it's actually a tradition in Tonga that their rulers be heavy. They like that. The ruler of the South Pacific Kingdom stood 6'4" and weighed at times upwards of 500 pounds. Yes, I know. Well, and that was on a low-carb diet. For 4 decades, he ruled the people of Tonga benevolently and apparently, occasionally, ate some of them. He was sometimes bothered by his weight. He was actually put on a diet in 1999, but as he said at the time, quote, "I'm only allowed," this is an actual quote, "I'm only allowed to eat 3 yams a day, but a yam can be 6 feet long."
He's the king. Who's going to stop him?
Exactly.
Macadamia nuts are probably also pretty fattening, right? Or,
yeah.
Or is it a good kind of fat? I don't know.
I don't know.
The taro root, that's what really piles it on.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Cool Ranch taro root. That'll do it.